Chapter 4, Section 1, I Will. Creation ended with God's stamp of approval. He pronounced it very good. All was in order. There was no pain, no disease, no struggle for the survival of the fittest, no discord, and above all, no death. Between God and man there was a unique relationship, a fellowship, a friendship. Eden was the perfect place to live. Everything was very good. But today we have pain and disease, and only the fittest survive. At times we wish that verbal discord was our only problem. Instead, at any given time, the tyranny of war dominates in many parts of the world. Everything runs down, breaks down, or wears out. From every corner of the animal kingdom to all mankind, life involves perpetual struggle. The world is not a very good place. What happened? It all goes back to the Garden of Eden. The Bible says of Lucifer,
"You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you." Ezekiel 28:13a.
Lucifer, you will remember, was the most powerful spirit God created. His name means morning star. He belonged to the angelic order called cherubim and was selected, anointed, by God for special responsibilities that took him into God's presence.
"You were anointed as a guardian. You were on the holy mount of God." Ezekiel 28:14a.
Lucifer was perfect. He is described as having incredible beauty and wisdom.
"You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." Ezekiel 28:15a and 12b.
Although Lucifer was the most powerful angel, there is no direct indication that he ruled the other spirit beings. When the next event in history occurred is open to debate. It probably took place sometime soon after creation was completed. There may be a difference of opinion over when, but what happened is very clear. The Bible says Lucifer became proud. His beauty and power went to his head, so to speak. With pride came ambition. 5 times, Lucifer said, "I will." A whole study can be done on these "I wills," but in brief, it's enough to say that Lucifer wanted to stage a celestial revolt.
"O morning star, son of the dawn, you said in your heart, 'I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.'" Isaiah 14:12-14.
Not only did Lucifer want to take over heaven, but he resolved to be like the Most High. Lucifer was determined to lead a coup d'etat, to replace God with himself. Then he would be the leader of all the angels, the stars of God, and the universe would be his to rule. Lucifer's heart was bursting with prideful ambition. The only problem with Lucifer's plan was that God knew all about it the moment he entertained the idea. God is all-knowing, and these thoughts did not escape him. The Bible says that God hates pride. It's the first on the list of things he detests. He calls it sin.
"These 6 things the Lord hates, yes, 7 are an abomination to him. A proud look." Proverbs 6:16 and 17a, New King James Version.
Lucifer was intentionally going against God's plans for him. We must remember that God did not create angels as robots. They were created with a will. Their choice to serve was an expression of willing submission to the sovereign God. But Lucifer became proud and chose to rebel. We saw before that God is holy. By definition, holiness demands the absence of sin. Because of God's holy nature, he cannot tolerate sin in his presence. God's response to Lucifer's rebellion was immediate, expelling him from his position in heaven.
"You sinned, so I drove you in disgrace from the Mount of God, and I expelled you, O guardian cherub. Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth. Ezekiel 28:16-17.
Lucifer did not go without a battle. He still was a very strong being, and on top of that, many other angels followed him. The Bible gives some precise details of what happened. You will see that any confusion about whom this may be speaking is removed in the latter parts of the text.
Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon. His tail swept a third of the stars, or angels, out of the sky and flung them to the earth. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Revelation 12:3-9.
The text indicates that one-third of the angels followed Lucifer. Lucifer became known by other names, the devil or Satan. Just as God has names that reveal attributes about his character, so does Satan. Satan means adversary or enemy. The name devil means false accuser or slanderer. The angels that followed Satan in his rebellion were now called demons or evil spirits. When God cast the devil and his demons from heaven, it was only the first phase in judging these rebellious spirits. The Bible says that God has a place of final punishment, an
eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41.
This location is commonly referred to as the lake of fire. Often cartoons are drawn depicting Satan and his demons standing waist-deep in flames, conniving and plotting mischief. However, the Bible tells us that Satan is not yet there. He was cast out of heaven, but not into the lake of fire. Later, after many events involving him and his demons, Satan will be forever confined to this place of punishment. Referring to this future time, the Bible says,
"The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Revelation 20:10, New King James Version.
Although God had expelled Satan and his demon followers from his presence, they retained their immense power and intellect. Now, they were enemies of the God Most High. It would be all-out war. Satan would be against everything good, everything that God planned to do, and everything that God stood for. Satan would fight dirty. As to the exact events that occurred right after Satan's rebellion, we can only speculate. You can almost see the devil, consumed with jealousy and hatred, casting his shifty eyes around the universe, looking for a weak link in God's armor. There was absolutely none. There must be some way to get even with God. Satan's eyes settled on the earth, and he saw a man. Slowly, he smirked.